This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
No! I'm very uncomfortable right now.
So funny, Conan with his... Conan is dressed up tonight, but he didn't intend to. He actually allowed Jackie, who's Daryl's girlfriend, to come up with a really, really fast Halloween.
And scary.
I didn't even know it was Halloween until I left the house.
You may be the scariest costume among us here. Daryl, you appear to be dressed as a penguin.
Yes.
Which is appropriate because you call yourself the Liberty Penguin.
Yes.
And I just have like a cheap Walmart kind of body onesie
skeleton
suit on thing. And then, Conan, you are dressed as a property tax bill. Which is going to strike terror into the hearts of all of the adults who are actually out tonight with their children walking about.
Yes.
They claim to be afraid of the property tax bill. We get two a year here in Keene. But when it comes to new legislation, new bonds for new projects here in Keene, you don't see a lot of people coming out in protest saying, "Hey, no, we're good. Let's go ahead and pay down what we got and let's save up for a rainy day."
Nobody likes property taxes, but it's just one of those things that people feel like you gotta deal with. You can't fight City Hall, so
It's a sad truth, and it's gonna come to a head one of these days where it's not gonna be any more people to keep this ship afloat. We're all Xers here, our early millennials.
Gen X, yeah.
And I do blame. I know.
I consider myself Gen X.
I know. I don't want to scapegoat on the other generations, but the boomers. I mean, they really screwed it up for us. And I feel bad. At least we had a decent education. At least we are skilled in certain trades. I feel really bad for the iGen and the millennials that with their horrible schooling and the fact that they just can't do anything. Because Generation Z.
That's the current
generation, right?
Okay.
iGen, Snowflakes, whatever you want to call them. But yeah, they're useless. I mean,
I've never heard the term iGen, and you call everybody a snowflake. So
no, I don't call. No, I my daughter's generation and the iGen, the Generation Z.
Is she useless?
Hold on. So how is it both iGen and Generation Z? Because those are completely different.
Yes, exactly. They don't all agree on the same thing. And
some people get tired of the whole "let's keep going with letters," right? Because you can only go so far without it. Do you then go back to Generation A after Z? Do you go to
was it ever Generation A? And why did it start at X?
Because it was edgy, right? Like Generation X was like, you know, alternative music, Nirvana.
Right,
I don't know. I have no idea.
As I understand it,
it was, well, this one group is the baby boomer. Like, you know, they had a name, and X in mathematics is the unknown. We don't know what to call this thing.
Uh-huh.
So we'll just call it Generation X because we don't have a name for it.
Kind of like Malcolm X.
The reason
he picked that name himself.
Right, but there's a reason why.
And yes.
He wasn't the only person calling himself X.
Right.
The reason I like the iGen is because they're all me, snowflakes. They're all special and unique. And of course, you have the iPhone. I mean, that's really their thing.
Yeah, but the whole unique, me, special, unique, like the whole idea of everyone's a winner, that's not new. They were doing that.
You have the boomers who were in the entitled generation, mm-hmm. right, but they wouldn't necessarily be unique.
So the boomers, the entitled ones, or the greatest generation, the entitled ones?
Both. But the boomers are the ones that started the give a trophy to everybody. It wasn't the kids that were demanding trophies.
So you're saying blame the boomers as well. What you're saying.
No, he's saying blame the kids because of the boomers.
I'm saying blame everybody, but yeah, the kids.
Aren't the young people just the victims of the boomers?
Absolutely. They're the ones that got, they all got trophies because their boomer parents wanted to have special kids. They wanted all their kids to be special and to feel good about themselves.
Go. Now you got it.
And what do you got? You got a bunch of worthless kids. You can't. I know they're not all worthless out there, but I mean, most of them are unskilled. They've been provided a free meal their entire lives, and never had to go get jobs, and never had to do anything.
Well, they're gonna have to get a damn job at some point. I mean,
they got to keep us afloat. They got to start paying into Social Security so that we can retire one day.
I'm not expecting any Social Security.
No, I'm not either.
I don't pay into it, so I'm not going to take out of it.
I'm not either.
I'm not going to ask for it or anything like that.
So trying to find out where the name came from.
Gen X?
No, iGen.
iGen.
Apparently.
Is it the little I with a capital G?
Little I, capital G. And it's to, give a name to
the
group
generation
of people that have grown up completely with smartphones. So, not just the internet, but smartphones specifically.
And you know, I know a lot of Generation Z who don't even own computers. It's like, well, how do you interact? It's like, oh, on my phone.
Well, that is a computer.
Well, yeah, exactly. It's a baby computer. But I mean, I can't imagine doing everything on, because I have a tablet and I have a pretty smoking hot phone.
Yeah.
But I mean, I couldn't imagine doing everything on it.
I agree with you. I mean, if I want something productive, I don't use the phone. The phone's like the last resort.
Yeah.
If I'm in a place where I can't have my laptop for whatever reason, I don't have an actual computer with a real interface. They've tried to do as best they could with the phones, but you're still very limited in the amount of quickness that you can switch between programs. You can't use two hands easily. So it's very, very limited. iGen. So, like, the one thing with generations, we're going to get into Ross Ulbricht coming up here. He's got a happy birthday message to Bitcoin, because it is Bitcoin's birthday technically today, 10 years old. These generations, nobody ever seems to really agree on where they start and where they end. So I've heard it said that they're roughly every 20 years, but then some people say that that I'm not really in Generation X. I'm actually in
millennial
because I was born in the 80s, but very, very early. But I say I was Generation X because I grew up in the 80s and the 90s. I mean, that was like, that seems kind
of
Gen X.
Well, all three of us are definitely tail end of X.
Mm-hmm,
in fact, somebody coined the term Xennial. Because we were
in the middle,
we transitioned from analog to digital, and we were outside
teenagers.
We were outside building forts in the woods and riding our bikes around town, and then we experienced MySpace, and then eventually Facebook, and some of us decided to get off Facebook.
Thank goodness.
Are so you apparently,
on Facebook? I love Facebook.
I wish
there was a Mastodon version like Facedon.
There actually is a decentralized Facebook thing, and I took a look at it once, and I'm sorry I don't remember. You can ask Michael Hampton because he installed it for me on our server just so I could test it out. And, you know, it seemed to ape what Facebook did. I was just like, do I really want to ape what Facebook did? No, not really. And I didn't really want to move forward with it. But anyway, you were saying, Daryl?
I pulled up a list of generations and the years, and currently, according to this...
According to what website?
It's Career Planner.
Okay.
Which is not generally who you would go to for a list of generations, but... They have the name Gen Alpha for children born after 2013. So children that are currently being born
Alpha. That's not the iGen?
Correct. iGen was 1995 to 2012.
Right.
Interesting. Okay, so millennials was...
80 to 94, roughly, with Xennial being 75 to 85, Gen X ending in 79.
All right, Xennial.
Go with it.
I mean, of course, the whole thing really is unfair because it's still just grouping people into groups, and we're making statements about groups, and obviously within the millennials there are going to be people who have jobs, and they're productive, and they're smart, and they're, you know, able to do things, and then there's going to be this other group of, you know, not-so-with-it people who can barely, you know, program their
own. The youngest millennials, according to this, are 24. So the people that are, you know, complaining about those damn millennials that are in high school,
they are.
They're not millennials. They're not in high school. They're not in college.
And is this saying the term is iGen for the next generation?
They have iGen and Gen Z as interchangeable.
And what's the current one that's 2013 again?
Alpha.
Gen Alpha.
Gen Alpha. So they did go back to A.
No, they went to the Greek alphabet.
There's more coming up here. From Ross Ulbricht, your calls and thoughts also welcome. Plus, birthright citizenship is coming up, too. It's Free Talk Live.
From the first letter of Captain Mark. History is full of flowery documents claiming to limit the power of the crown, but these poetic social contracts have been impotent to prevent the predation. Limited government is a lie they use to keep us submissive. The crown cannot be trusted to abide by its founding charters, nor its treaties, nor even its own rules. The essence of the crown is centralized violence, and I've had enough. That's why I raised my black banner. I am no revolutionary. My aim is not to reset the cycle of violence, but to break it. My aim is an evolved society, invisible to the crown. Not a new hierarchy, but decentralized networks with no central figure for the crown to target. If you want your servile life, keep it. But we will not submit to the crown's agenda. And when you are ready to stop being its beast of burden, ready for adventure and opportunity, join us at piratswithoutborders.com.
The Liberty Dollar was so successful that the United States government had to take it down, and its founder, Bernard von Notthaus. Now Bernard's son Extra has launched Liberty Dollar 2. LD2 is a cryptocurrency, but each token is backed by the same gorgeous fine silver rounds that Liberty Dollar has always been known for. Your silver is secured in an audited vault and can be redeemed at any time. There's only a few thousand LD2 Zero tokens left in the crowd sale at ld2coin.io. Get yours, ld2coin.io. Are you a cryptocurrency advocate? The Crypto Tip is the ideal outreach tool to help new people discover cryptocurrency. It's a printable business card size tip that you can give to service providers, preferably in addition to a good cash tip. When the server scans the QR code, it'll bring up an explanation of cryptocurrency, how to install a wallet, and allow them to claim the tip. If they don't claim the crypto, you get your tip refunded to you after a time period you specify. Plus, if they do claim the tip, you get an email alert. Create as many tips as you want at cryptotip.org. That's cryptotip.org.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at gcnlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free here. You can take control of the airwaves on this Halloween edition. We are here in the studio tonight. With you, it's Ian.
And Conan.
And Daryl.
And, of course, don't forget, you can also join us on the Discord on-air call-in line rooms. Just jump into one of those. There's four of them available to you over at discord.lrn.fm. That's discord.lrn.fm. And you do need the Discord app in order to get in there. It's free, by the way, so be sure you grab that over at discordapp.com. And install it on your favorite device because it's available cross-platform. Also, want to make sure you know that Bitcoin.com is a sponsor of this program. There's all kinds of interesting things at Bitcoin.com. Tonight, we got something new to announce. They now have a partnership with a gift card specialist at eGifter. So they've got many of the world's leading brands on their roster. You took a look at this earlier, Daryl. I took a glance as well. I didn't look through it. It was an exhaustive list.
So I stopped counting at about 25 rows in, and I was at the letter G, and yeah, each row is five across.
That's a lot.
Hundreds of things.
Best Buy was in there. I saw that one.
Home Depot, Hotels.com, a lot of your favorite restaurants.
Which means you can now buy those things with Bitcoin Cash. Which you can do by going to giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, and make sure it's available to purchase in your country. Follow the instructions on the screen and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. You can sit tight then. Your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. Giftcards.bitcoin.com. As we go to your phone calls coming up, speaking of Bitcoin, Ross Ulbricht has a letter from prison. He's the founder of the Silk Road. He's in prison for the next, well, rest of his life times two plus 40 years. And he's got something to say about Bitcoin having its birthday today, celebrating the 10-year anniversary since Satoshi Nakamoto, whoever that is, put the white paper about Bitcoin online. We'll get to Ross Ulbricht's words here in a few moments, and then we'll also talk about Trump and so-called birthright citizenship. In fact, I think that's why Colin in New Hampshire is on the lines here. Go ahead, Colin. What's on your mind tonight?
Actually, this is Tom from New Hampshire, calling New Hampshire.
Gotcha.
Anyway,
Tom, go ahead.
It's about the misinterpretation of the 14th Amendment. Okay, the line in question says, quote, all persons born or naturalized in the United States, comma, and subject to the jurisdiction thereof, comma, are citizens of the United States and of the state wherein they reside, period. Now, that quote, that critical constitutional clause, Trump must have twisted around and say that that the children of illegal aliens are not automatically citizens because of, you know, and subject to the jurisdiction thereof. Well, you know, how can their parents be in the United States illegally? How can they be in the United States illegally in violation of U.S. federal law if they're not subject to the jurisdiction of the United States? And in fact, everybody in the world is subject to the jurisdiction of the United States and is subject to the jurisdiction of every country in the world, because every country, if you call in a bomb threat is a crime committed where they have to evacuate the building.
That's now, Tom, hold on. You said that everybody is subject to the U.S. jurisdiction if they're here. That's not true. Diplomats of other countries are not subject to the jurisdiction of the United States because there's this thing called diplomatic immunity. So if, for instance, say the Princess of England or whatever, the prince guy, if his wife and him come over as official state visitors from the UK, and they have a baby here, that baby would not be a U.S. citizen because of the diplomatic immunity. But if they were here on a visa as something other than official state entities from another state, then they would be deemed subject to the jurisdiction. So that subject to the jurisdiction thereof really only means except for people that are diplomats from other countries.
Yeah. Well, people might not realize, though, that you are required, you have to obey the laws of every country in the world when you're sitting there in your studio, because if you call in a bomb threat to any foreign country.
I'm not going to call in a bomb threat.
I'd like to hear
because
what
I'm not
say.
A violent person, but I otherwise am not subject to the
I want to hear his argument,
Sri Lanka.
Carol. What are you saying, okay. though, about a bomb threat?
If somebody makes a bomb threat to a foreign country, they've broken the laws of that foreign country, even though they've never been to that foreign country. It's not just where the phone was located from which they made the bomb threat. It's where uh-huh. the building had to be evacuated.
Well, what does that have to do with being subject to their jurisdiction?
Well, you're subject to their jurisdiction if you can be prosecuted for not obeying the law.
Well, they can't prosecute threat. You unless they have your body. So if you are in one area of the world and there's no extradition treaty between those countries, there's very low chance that that government is going to spend the time and the money to try to abduct you from that country to have
right.
you face
but
trial.
Unless I violate a Sri Lankan law while in Sri Lanka or through some international means of, as you say, calling it a bomb threat, which I would never do, mm-hmm. Sri Lanka is not just going to come to the United States and say, well, it's illegal in Sri Lanka for you to
well,
do
now,
that.
Wait a minute. You're wrong about that because they're not going to come here, but they can say it's illegal to do. There's a headline recently about Canada legalizing cannabis, and at least three Asian countries, including South Korea, have now announced that anyone from their country who
right.
smokes pot in Canada is going to be subject to prosecution
right.
when
but
they come home.
But those countries aren't going to just send their police force to Canada to arrest
That's
Canadians that are in Canada and have
oh,
never
no, yeah.
been to that country.
No, I totally agree with that.
Tom is saying that every human on this planet is subject to the laws of
yeah,
all 193 countries that are recognized
right,
by the UN.
They're not subject
just
to those
because
laws.
Because they exist.
Yeah, no, they're not subject to those laws because they don't have any enforcement mechanism in those other places, Tom.
Yeah, well, they are still forbidden by the law, and they could wind up being prosecuted later.
Well, no, I mean, you haven't read all the laws, so you don't know what those laws forbid. It's very unlikely that they could write a law legally in most places that forbids people who aren't, you know, persons from that country, so-called citizens of that country, from doing something else.
I'm also curious why you keep bringing up the example of calling in bomb threats in other countries. Are you planning to call in bomb threats in other countries?
No, but it's the point is that bomb threats are prosecuted not where you happen to be, but where the building had to be evacuated. And this is also how they get a lot of bankers under money United States federal money laundering laws when the bank is nowhere near the United States. And that's because the bank has a
hold on, are you saying the United States is arresting bankers globally?
Oh, yeah. When they happen to find themselves changing flights in the United States, they get busted for violating U.S. federal money laundering laws.
Well, sure, but that's not saying that they have jurisdiction in other countries. I don't think you really understand, thank you for the call, what jurisdiction is. It's a legal concept. All
right.
of this is legal fiction. It's legal mumbo-jumbo. But if they don't have the ability to enforce their laws, they don't have jurisdiction, which means that if a person, as he was saying, crosses into the United States and the U.S. wants to arrest that person, well, there's your nexus, right? Their body, their warm body,
right.
is now within the arbitrary political geographic boundaries called the United States. Therefore, they can do whatever they want to you at that point. There's more coming up, which is why Julian Assange does not want to come anywhere close to the U.S.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
USA Radio News.
President Trump said he is prepared to deploy as many as 15,000 troops to the U.S.-Mexico border in anticipation of a Central American caravan heading towards the United States. General Stanley McChrystal on sending troops to the border.
I would urge real caution here. I would urge, you know, we've got some time before the convoy gets here. We've got to decide how we want this to play out. It's a chance for the United States to show our values in a very overt way.
President Trump is holding one of his Make America Great Again rallies tonight. This one will be held in Fort Myers, Florida. Now, the president will also be stumping for Ron DeSantis, who's running to be the next governor of Florida. Republican Congressman Ron DeSantis joined Fox Business and said he believes,
at the end of the day, I think we're clearly better off today, you know, than we were a couple years ago in terms of economic opportunity.
The Dow was up 241 points. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
With a recession ending. If you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Live, you can dial in toll free here and take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever it is you want to talk about. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Live Halloween edition of the program. Coming up, a letter from Ross Ulbricht. He didn't write it to us. He wrote it to Bitcoin, as I understand it, and in celebration of today being October 31st, yes, it's Halloween, but it's also the day Satoshi Nakamoto released the white paper for Bitcoin. So we'll tell you more about that coming up here in moments. Your calls and thoughts are welcome. Plus, this birthright citizenship thing is on the way as well. That's been a big controversy, and we have yet to actually talk about it here on Free Talk Live over the last several days. It's been all over the news. By the way, I do want to make sure that you know about Anarchapulco. It is coming up, and it's going to be here before you know it. You can go to anarchapulco.com/, code FTL is what you want to use. Code FTL gets you 15% off what is going to be an amazing event. It was great in 2018. It was great in 2017. 2018, it was sold out. So those are the 2 years that I've been. And this year appears to be on track for a sellout as well, with over 2,000 of the 3,000 tickets available now not available anymore. So it's been not quite sold out, but it's getting there. I would say you want to get your tickets sooner rather than later. They're going to have some great speakers there, Ron Paul included, as well as Judge Napolitano and many more. Anarchapulco.com, code FTL. They'll be discussing entrepreneurship, investments, politics, philosophy, health, sustainability, lifestyles, and personal relationships for 4 days among the sun and beaches of a world-class resort. So go to anarchapulco.com and use code FTL like Free Talk Live. Get registered and receive 15% off. That's anarchapulco.com, code FTL like Free Talk Live. Ian Conan and Daryl in the studio tonight. We're going to continue here with your calls and thoughts. First up, it's Eugene in Detroit. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Eugene.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, you're on the air. Good.
Oh, good. Well, I wanted to get you guys' thoughts on the bomb threat guy from before. I was actually gonna give my thoughts on it as well.
Please.
So what I think, well, I think that the caller was DJ Wet Jean. He goes by on YouTube. He's a big YouTuber. And I
why does he call himself CJ Wet Jeans? Is he, you know, known for urinating in his pants or something like that?
He likes to go in the backyard and spray his jeans with the hose.
Okay.
I don't know if it's like a fetish of his or something. He's pretty big on YouTube though.
Have any of y'all heard of this person?
Never heard of him, but I have heard of Tom in New Hampshire that calls in quite a good bit.
Yeah.
And he's good about making sure that he uses his name because he wants people to know who he is.
Yeah, this guy's that called in is a like former failed politician who got kind of had to quit his job. Didn't he have to resign?
He resigned as a state
rep. In disgrace, basically.
In disgrace after making statements about people needing to shoot more cops.
So what is this CJ Wet Jeans guy, what does he talk about on his YouTube? What makes him so popular?
Well, he talks about, you know, jeans mostly. You know, it's a whole community of people, you know, getting their jeans wet. They like to roll in mud.
Are you watching it, Conan? I'm
looking at these videos and they look ridiculous.
How many subscribers?
And a lot of them do look like they're urinating in their own pants.
That's weird, yeah. But hey, everybody's into their own thing.
Into their own thing and they're not harming anybody, right?
Sure, man. Whatever. Do whatever it is that turns you on. Hey, Conan, how many subscribers does this guy have? Normally it shows on the little
348.
Subscribe button. That's it?
That's it.
It's not 348,000?
Nope, 348.
Oh, wow.
Let me see how long he's been around.
So he's at best, he's up and coming, Eugene. I don't know if I would call
him. I thought he was more popular than that.
So he joined in 2013.
Pull up his videos and pull up Organized by Popularity and see what his number one YouTube video is and how many views it has and what is the title. Anyway, Eugene, how did you stumble across this guy? Is this your fetish?
It is not my fetish, but I actually found him through Arab Andy. Arab Andy and CJ Wet Jeans were going to do a video together, or a live stream together.
Or as they call it, a collab in the world of videos.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I didn't hear of CJ Wet Jeans until Arab Andy told me about it. And then they were going to do a collab. But then we all know what happened to Arab Andy, and that was unfortunate.
No, I don't know what happened. I don't know any of these people.
Never heard of him.
Oh, there's so many people on YouTube. People will expect you to know who their favorite YouTubers are, and I've never heard of almost any of them. But that doesn't mean they're not popular. It's just so easy for people to become popular within a certain niche of an interest these days. But that doesn't mean that anybody knows who these people are. So who's Arab Andy? Is he what's his deal?
Arab Andy is also on YouTube. I'm sure, you know, you have your buddy there. Look him
Conan's
up.
Conan's doing research here. Did we
Arab
determine?
Andy,
yeah, go ahead. On Arab Andy,
he's probably a little more popular than CJ.
He sounds offensive. Is he offensive?
Oh, no, not at all.
No?
He's a very lovable person.
Is that right? So what happened to him? You said everybody knows what happened
to him. Oh, yeah, okay. I've heard of this guy. He's the dude that he went to a college and was making bomb threats on college while live streaming and got arrested for making bomb threats on college.
Therefore, tying it into the previous... Oh, okay. Gotcha. Not so smart. Doesn't sound like he's very bright.
Well, he's actually a genius because... He actually didn't make the bomb threat himself. He got one of the viewers, and his name was Lebanese Andy, that made a donation. And
he did this thing. He claims, I was just reading the things that people asked me to read when they gave me money.
Well, he did not say anything. It was media played through one of his speakers that he did not have control of. And because someone donated a certain amount of money, they were able to request a YouTube video to play, which was a bomb threat.
Oh, my. Okay, so wait. So he made a phone call. Wait, who did he call with the bomb threat? How did the bomb threat get delivered?
He was walking around college.
Uh-huh.
And apparently... I guess he had a speaker, and I thought he was just, like, reading things or saying stuff.
No.
So he's walking around a college campus with a speaker. Somebody trolls him by playing a bomb threat video on his feed, and then he got arrested.
His live stream.
And he got arrested for it.
He got arrested for it. He served 4 months in jail. He was released on the 1st of October. Free Arab Andy. 2TD. I'm so glad he's free.
That's crazy. Now, did he, when it happened, I mean, were you watching this? Have you seen the footage, Eugene?
Oh, I was watching live.
You were watching live. When he was live and this person who he supposedly doesn't know or whatever put this bomb threat on his audio, did he sort of just let it fly? Did he say, whoa, that's not cool? Like, did he make any kind of commentary about that?
So the streamer, Arab Andy, he quickly said, wow, that was a crazy reaction. I did not, you're not going to get a crazier reaction than that. And then you had the donator, which, trolled him or got him in trouble that played the sound. Was saying in chat that how awesome he was, that he was a beast. He activated beast mode and just saying how great of a guy he was.
So he like pumped him up for it. He pumped him up. He made him think that he wasn't.
He was pumping himself up, saying
that's
it was
a shame.
All him.
Eugene, thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate the story. Our toll free number here. What's the number one video of this wet jeans guy?
1 year ago, 4,000 views. I've watched a couple of these. There's a lot of concentration on the groin area. It's very strange. It's an old boomer, too. Old guy. Very.
I'm gonna have to check this out.
Absolutely bizarre.
There's more coming up here in a moment. It's Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com wants you to know about SaveItPurse.com. Since launching in 2014, over 200,000 users have saved an average of 15% for a combined $4 million using Bitcoin, or BTC. And now, you can use Bitcoin Cash, BCH, to fund your account. You can save between 5 to 33% on things you're going to buy anyway when you shop using SaveItPurse.com. Add items to your cart, fund your account, select your discount, and save. SaveItPurse.com. SaveATPurse.com.
Your property and your family are precious. Protect them with Blink, like we have. Blink motion-activated HD cameras are wire-free, set up fast, and their batteries last up to 2 years. And Blink's live feed option lets you monitor what's happening at home anytime, anywhere, from your smartphone. No contracts, no subscriptions, and Blink works with Alexa. You can get 3 Blink cameras for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner. retainer and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, you can dial in toll free here. It is the Halloween edition. We're here live, and you can bring up whatever you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Also, we've got our Discord on-air call-in line rooms. The Discord chat is always fun. There's always interesting stuff going on there. Frequently there is. In fact, it's available to you 24/7. You can go to discord.lrn.fm. You can get involved with other Free Talk Live listeners. I was having a blast in the Discord chat as I was traveling back the other night. You were, Daryl, you were on Monday night for like the last hour and 15 minutes. So as I was listening to the show on the airplane, I ordered the internet access on Southwest. And I was just in there chatting with the other chatters in the Discord, and it was it was a lot of fun to have their company while in the boring airports of America. So get on over to discord.lrn.fm, which is actually also the way we've been getting phone calls as well, because it sounds way better, and it is free. So increase in your audio quality. If you sound better, you're more likely to get more time. I mean, if you're terrible, you're probably not going to get much time, no matter how good you sound. But if you are better sounding versus not so much on the, like, if you're on the phone, you're not going to sound as good. If you're better sounding on Discord, then, you know, we might have you on for longer. It just depends. Discord.lrn.fm gets you over there. In fact, that's where we're going now, to the second Discord call in line, where Satan is calling from hell. Satan, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Conan, and Daryl.
Yes, happy Halloween. Daryl asked me a question the other day about Lucille Ball.
Did you?
What was the question that you asked, Daryl? Do you recall that?
I don't recall the specific wording of the question, but I believe when we had someone calling themselves God last week, they said that Lucille Ball was in your place.
In hell.
not the good place, right.
So God said Lucille Ball is in hell, yeah. And you wanted to verify that was true?
Right, and I'm trying to
figure
out why.
Word for it, is what you're saying. All right, Satan, what do you think?
Well, I can tell you why she's here.
Okay. Why?
Why?
Okay, so back in the 1950s, God and I were fighting over who gets what comedian, because they're all bad people. So,
they're not all
the
70s, bad people.
God was pretty, dead set that he wanted Lucille Ball. But in the 70s, this guy George Carlin came around.
Ooh.
And it's obvious Carlin was coming down here, so we decided to make a trade.
Wait, you're saying God wanted Carlin?
Yes.
And so you got Lucille Ball.
Yeah, and it was kind of complicated, because in 1989, I gave her a thoracic aneurysm, but it got repaired, because she prayed it would get repaired. And I said, no, that's not how it works, so I gave her another one, and she died.
Wait, are you saying that, Satan, are you saying you have the power to just give people horrifying diseases and, maladies while they're still alive?
Yes.
Okay.
Stop lying.
Uh-oh.
You be quiet.
Wow. There are actually... Now, this is unusual because normally you can't have more than one caller on our Discord line, so...
Do what I please.
No, it's God, right?
This is great.
This is pretty great. Go, keep going.
Wait.
Why are you trying to interrupt me?
I told you not to call into radio shows. I own all of them.
Hold on. No!
He just dropped off the line.
Wait, I want to know why that Satan didn't want Carlin and why God did.
I wish we could have gotten to more of those details.
I'm also curious, because Lucille Ball for George Carlin doesn't seem like an even trade. So did you wind up getting like a carton of cigarettes to go with it, maybe some ballpark Franks.
Right. And here's another question. Where exactly is hell?
Are you saying
a player to be named later.
Are you saying Carlin is a better comedian than Lucille Ball?
I would say that George Carlin was a better comedian. Now, hold on.
I think they had different audiences.
They did have different audiences. It was different types of comedy.
Right. I mean, there's some funny Lucille
the
Ball.
The Lucille Ball comedy stands up longer.
Well, I mean, she's been around longer, so you don't
No, no, no. I'm saying you could put in a tape of or pull up YouTube videos of an I Love Lucy episode from the 1950s or 60s or whatever it was, and it would still be funny today.
Sure.
Whereas there's certain comedy that George Carlin did that might not still, stand the test of time.
Wait, are you speculating on that, or do you think there is stuff that he's done that hasn't stood
there's
the test?
There's probably
of time?
Some of the stuff that he did from the 70s that was dated comedy, is what I'm saying.
Could be. I mean, it's fair to speculate about that, but you don't really know.
I've not watched and listened to every
fan, right? Are you a fan of Carlin?
I like him. I wouldn't use the term fan because fan, and I realize that Conan would say, no, that is fanboy what you're describing.
Sure, for fanatic.
Right, but in my view, the word fan would be somebody that has listened to everything that a person has done.
I wouldn't say that. That's fanboying.
No. I mean,
a fan, you'd like something. But I mean, if you know the inner workings,
no, the word "fan" is short for fanatic. It is somewhat. It's the guy that goes to the football games with the face paint. They've got the jersey.
The face paint, right?
They're tailgating for 5 hours before the game, even though the game kicks off at 9 o'clock in the morning.
Fans are fanboys.
Yeah.
I think to a lesser extent.
I think you could argue that fanboy is even further than fan. Like, a fanboy might be more likely to engage in fan fiction or something like that, to go to an even further cosplay or whatever. But fans are certainly not like, I just like him. Because I like George Carlin. I've enjoyed his comedy. But by no means am I a fan. I can't name any of his albums. I can't name any of, the places he's played. I don't know, have any of the statistics. Whereas like a sports fan, those people. They know where their favorite player was and what year on what team. And
you could start rattling off statistics of how many yards Barry Sanders had on Thanksgiving Day in a certain year against what team, what the weather was.
I gotta say, I gotta hand it to Satan and God, whoever is, you know, doing that. That is pretty good stuff. I appreciate that call. It was a great, great call. And I agree with you. Wish we could have gone further, but I suspect since they've called more than once now, there's a chance that we will hear from them again.
Yeah, and I would like to know where hell is. Where is it located?
It is in your mind.
Is it Antarctica? Is it in my mind?
Is it in the center
of the Earth?
Hold on. He can't tell you that that's where the door in Antarctica goes. They're not allowed to tell you.
We're not allowed to go there anyway, so...
Is this a flat earth thing?
It's not like I can go find out.
No. No, so there's something that... And I don't know if anybody's ever actually been to the thing, but there is something that if you go on Google Earth, somewhere in Antarctica, somebody found this thing that appears to be a door.
Oh, you mean the sinkhole, the opening into the... Yes, there's like a hole. And there's lots of faded out areas that the satellite has not picked up for whatever reason.
One of the theories about this weird door is that it was a secret Nazi base that was built in the 1940s, and then other people say that it's like a trap door into the hollow earth and something, and I'm just making a joke that it's the door to hell.
Let's go to Harry. He's in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Harry.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, you're on the air.
I just took a look at your guys' studio camera. I see that you're all dressed up for the holiday. That's great.
Conan was earlier, but, you know, it's probably a little taxing to have his outfit on.
I'm curious why the guy dressed up as a penguin didn't dress like Pinocchio instead. Daryl, yeah.
Why are you suggesting like Daryl's telling a lie?
He might be.
Well,
about what?
What about?
I don't know, but his nose is growing.
Okay.
He could have even been a beaver with those choppers. You know what I mean?
I see. You're making fun of Daryl's facial features. Thank you for the call tonight. Pretty lame. Toll-free number here is hard to follow up God and Satan.
Yeah.
Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. He's just jealous of you, Daryl, because you lost 150 pounds or whatever it was. And
145.
145 pounds. You lost
and I'm running the New York Marathon on Sunday.
Probably run this guy into the ground.
Yeah. Probably could bench press him. He's frequently at the gym doing all kinds of, like, gym kinds of things and running marathons. And
he's a gym rat. He's a gym fan.
Yeah.
So there you are. You're a fan.
Yeah.
Maybe even a fanboy.
Running fanatic. Yeah, I would say perhaps.
Infatuated with the
I am a life member of Half Fanatics.
What's that?
What's that?
Marathon people?
Right. So I wound up in the last 6 calendar months running 6 half marathons, which qualifies me for Half Fanatics, which are people that have run a bunch of half marathons in short periods of time.
You have to prove that you've run that many marathons somehow?
Yes.
Okay.
Submit race results, things like that.
Results, okay. Toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Coming up, Ross Ulbricht, the founder of the Silk Road, the world's first and most important underground drug marketplace, has a message. And, Daryl, you have that message.
I do.
To celebrate the 10th anniversary, the creation of Bitcoin. This is Free Talk Live, Hour 2's next.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best, naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.